All right.
Oh, how about that, Greg? Anthony Bellino filling in for Paul. That was a little more.
Hey, there you go.
More studio audience.
Anthony.
Greg, it is a pleasure to meet you here. Movie Show Plus, brought to you by Wiggly's Famous Corned Beef. If you're craving Wiggly's Famous Corned Beef, stop into the Green Dot Stables at 2200 West Lafayette in Detroit and enjoy their famous Wiggly sliders topped with kraut pickles and mustard aioli. Simply delicious. Greg, we've got a big weekend ahead of us, my friend.
And
you have a big entourage as
well. Yeah, got some good folks here who are visiting from Colorado and also one who is from Michigan who's here today. I'm waving back at them. They were on TV this morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they came with me to or went with me to Live in the D. So they got to wave, and now they've got their own fan club. So...
Well,
they're doing great.
I love that. It's a full range media tour. They get to see the historic Fisher Building.
Absolutely.
Right? They get to do a little radio on the Great Voice of the Great Lakes, 760 WJR. They did a little television earlier. Yeah. They're savants.
And believe it or not, one of the members, seriously, is a member of the Fisher family.
Well, how do you do? Thanks for having us. Appreciate you opening up the house. Thanks
so
very
everybody
much.
Straighten up.
You see how I had to sit up straight just now. You saw that. I poked my chest out a little bit.
Like, oh, mom and dad are here. Okay. It up.
That's it. Hey, by the way, we want to remind folks that at 1:48 at the end of the segment, direct from Sweden, the music of ABBA with the DSO, July 28th at Meadowbrook Amphitheater. Greg, I heard that you are a little bit of a savant of Meadowbrook yourself.
Oh, yeah. I used to host the oldie shows out there back in the 80s, and that's when the groups were from the 50s and 60s. I heard a commercial not too long ago, the oldie shows now are from groups from the 80s and 90s, and it's like, well... It happens, you know.
It's time flies when you are having fun. So that's coming up at 1:48, but let's get into the movies. First off, let's start with Back to Black.
I don't write songs to be famous. I write songs because I don't know what I'd do if I didn't. I want people to hear my voice. Black. And just forget their troubles. You got to remember... I ain't no Spice Girl.
Amy Winehouse.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
You got to remember, I ain't no Spice Girl, she said.
Oh, that's right. That? Oh, I like this. We can talk like this, can't we?
Hey, well, you know, look, I was going to look for one of the leaders. I mean, Rory McIlroy, you know, he's on the leaderboard now for the PGA Championship. So I guess that kind of works. You can do a little accent there for him, too. So,
that's right.
Well, what did we make of Back to Black?
It's a very good movie. I mean, I'll be honest. I mean, I've heard of Amy Winehouse, of course. I knew a couple of her songs. But most importantly, you heard about, you know, just what happened to her at the end. And that's kind of like the sadness of the movie. She was such a talented person. Great voice. I mean, great songwriter. And unfortunately, she got mixed up with the wrong guy. And then instead of her being able to lift him up, he took her down.
Mm.
And it is. You even feel emotional when you watch it because it's kind of like they're going, no. You know, just try and, you know, get things better and do things better. But it's an interesting movie. It will move you. The music is great. And the young lady who plays her, her name is Marisa Albella, does an excellent job. I mean, absolutely excellent. She's great. And the director is Sam Taylor Johnson. And she enjoys making these type of biopics about musicians. She did the one called Nowhere Boy a few years back about John Lennon. So, you know, now she's got this. But yeah, it's a good one to go see.
A film that follows the life and music of Amy Winehouse from her early rise to fame to making her groundbreaking album, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The film is told from Amy's perspective and inspired by her deeply personal lyrics. It's an unflinching look at the modern celebrity machine and a powerful tribute to a once-in-a-generation talent that is actually in theaters. How many times, you know, what you just said, you know, she meets a guy, right? I mean, any father that has a daughter, you know, at that point, you're like, all right, chief, come on in here. Let's have a little discussion. Because how many times has her story played out?
Oh, all over. Right. No, you're absolutely right. And it is a cautionary tale. You know, it's like, if you can't elevate a person up, then just leave them down.
Just leave them.
Yeah.
Just leave.
Yeah, don't go to that level thinking, oh, I got to do this to hold on to you. No, bye.
You don't need to hold on.
No.
Don't listen to what, Jack said in Titanic, never let go, Rose.
Like, oh, right.
You know, but pull your best Frozen. Let it go. Right? They get all that in there.
Like this. How all many, right, movie quotes all over, Greg.
great.
I'm here. Well, they said we got to do a movie. Though we're doing the movies. I'm going to the movies. I love movies. I have another one I want to ask you about when we get through this. But how many Wigglies are we giving back to Black?
Definitely a high 3 out of 4.
A 3 out of 4 Wigglies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, and some extra mustard. Yeah, we like doing that.
All right, I like that as well. Pitch People is on Apple TV Plus. It's an energetic look at the pitch business, a dynamic world that started in Europe, made its way to the U.S. Boardwalks, and exploded on television in the 1990s.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
It's the oldest business in the world, second to one. And I don't have to tell you what that is.
Watch this. Look,
come on. Like that. Yeah.
It is bigger than life. There is showbiz to it. There is goofiness to it. There is entertainment to it.
So easy to clean.
My father said, well, this is what you're going to do. I said, I'm afraid to talk to people.
I like that early quote. That was pretty good. You saw my face.
I love
right?
The look on your face was like, whoa, okay.
How about that? By the way, you can see all of me, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know Home Improvement.
Yeah.
Right? This is like looking at Wilson. All I can see is your eyes.
See, I told you my seat was low. No.
I love it. So what thoughts on this?
I enjoyed this because I'm a kid who, or when I was a kid, I should say, grew up during the boom of the infomercials, mm-hmm. where there would always be the guy, it dices, it slices, it minces, it quinces, it does everything that you want. You can do it right here. Normally, this would cost you $150 right now, $9.95. And they always make that thing of urgency, where you've only got 10 minutes. And it's like, oh my goodness. And it's like, Mom, we don't need a boat vacuum cleaner. Don't call them. But it is. It's a funny thing to watch because now they can't do as much as far as, you know, when I say making up stories or making up stuff that the products did. Because I still remember there was one, it was like the Propel fish slicer. For like if you caught a fish, they would always take the old knife in your kitchen and go against the grain of the fish. So, of course, that just makes it just all ugly looking. Mm-hmm. Then he gets his, goes along with the grain, and look how much better this is. And people are like, oh, wow. But yeah, all types of pitches.
I have a family in the grocery business. Oh. If I could tell you how much Flex Seal we have used on a roof, ridiculous. A ridiculous amount, right? You remember the ShamWow guy who also did the slap chop?
Yes!
Remember the slap chop? Yeah. And then he got in that issue, and there was a great headline in the New York Post about the ShamWow guy and the slap chop. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's a what do we rate this on the Wiggly slider scale?
This is another one where, you know, we'll put it like at least a good 2.5 or so because it's a funny one to watch. I mean, if you just want to kick back and laugh about something that was really part of your life, this is your movie.
Greg Russell, did you see Dune?
Yes.
And Dune 2? Did you see Dune
2? No,
Dune
I did not see
2?
That one.
You haven't seen Dune Part 2?
No, they've all been right. Flying me all over the place. I know Danielle has.
Homework assignment then.
Okay.
Because we need to reconvene.
Okay.
I loved Dune 1. I was blown away by Dune 2.
Whoa.
Yes.
That's saying a lot.
It is saying a lot. I loved it. Greg Russell, we appreciate you. Movie Show
Anthony,
Plus.
Thank you so much.
Movie Show Plus brought to you by Wiggly's Famous Corned Beef. If you are craving that Wiggly's Famous Corned Beef sandwich, stop on by the Green Dot Stables at 2200 West Lafayette in Detroit, would you? And enjoy one of their famous Wiggly sliders topped with the kraut, the pickles, the mustard aioli, double aioli for Back to Black. You heard it here first. It's simply delicious.
I'm hungry now.
And guess what? We've got ticket winners. That's right. Be caller number 9, 1-800-859-0WJR, 1-800-859-0957. Win a pair of tickets to experience direct from Sweden the music of ABBA performing with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra July 28th at Meadowbrook Amphitheater. Official rules at WJR.com. Caller 9 right now, 1-800-859-0WJR. Coming back to Close Down Focus with Paul W. Smith, Anthony Bellino in for Uncle Paul. After this, here on the Great Voice of the Great Lakes, 760 WJR.